Hey, it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode. Good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. Listen, y'all, if you have access to the chat, I need for you to say, I'm still expecting great. I'm still expecting great. And I know if you are a church goer, or if you are a person, you don't even have to be a church goer, or you didn't even necessarily have to attend church yesterday, but you may have watched a sermon online. And the topic of basically every pastor or preacher was, we all know, the election. Okay, let's just be clear. It was about the election, about what happened, because hearts have been heavy and all the things. But I just want to declare and decree that we are still expecting great without giving it too much energy, because that's not what we're here for. But I just want to just declare that we are still expecting great. We are still expecting great. And I see y'all putting it in the chat. Yes, we are still expecting great. And you want to know why? Because God is in control. God is in control. God is in control. But get this, even when it don't look like it. Ooh. That part always get me. Even when it don't look like it, God is still in control. So we're going to still expect the great. We're going to expect the great. We're going to expect for God to come through for us. We're going to expect for God to come through for us. We're going to expect victory. We're going to expect victory. We're going to expect the promotion on the job. Come on. We're going to expect the promotions in our life. We're going to expect the promotion in our life, our career, and businesses. We're going to expect the financial increase. Come on, somebody. I mean, I don't know about y'all, but some things I heard, some things I didn't hear. And I'm just like, God, I don't receive the negative attitudes. I don't receive none of the negative connotations or the negative phrases some people were just blurting out. But I know for a fact that I can expect during this season increase in our faith. There's going to be an increase in our faith. I'm going to say that again, an increase in our faith. There is going to be an increase in our faith. And also, what are we expecting, my friends? We are expecting God to help us to endure. We are expecting God to help us to endure, because when trouble comes, or when things don't seem like God is in the midst or God is in control, simply ask God to endure. Help us to get through this season of our life. Help us. Not we helping ourselves, but God can help us in any given season of our life. And it won't even look like a shift may have had happened. And I don't know where it is in the scripture, but I should have probably looked it up, but this just came to me right now. There is something, and there is a verse in the word that talks about how God is still in control of, like, he stands on the shoulders of the government. Oh my goodness, I'm butchering all up. But but I'm going to look it up and I'm going to send it to you all again, just like I couldn't figure out what that scripture was last week. I sent it all to you who were on the text messaging list. But yes, we are still expecting the great. And so as I reflected over this week, you know, it was a lot of things that come to mind other than that. But I just kept hearing God, take me back to John 15. If you don't know, John 15 is like one of my favorite chapters in the Bible. Specifically, John 15, 16 is one of my favorite scriptures. And it talks about how God chooses us. It says, "You do not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit that will last. And so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you." I'm going to say that last part again. It says, "And so whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you." This very verse, it's John 15, 16, got me through a lot of seasons, especially the season where I literally had to lean on God in regards to stepping out on faith, leaving my job, my 9-to-5, and going into another direction in my career. Creating a platform like this, going into what some may call a ministry path. And I'm like, God, is that for me? Or is that for us? What are we doing? What am I doing here? And I had to be reminded that God, I didn't choose this for myself, but God chose this for me and he appointed me. So I want to encourage you all, whatever it is that God has called you to in this season, understand that he called you way long time ago, but he called you and chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruits in whatever he has called you to do. Not just any old fruit, but fruit that will last. Fruit that will last. And so whatever you ask in his name, the Father name, what he will give you, he will give you. And so I wanted to share that scripture with you. But what really blew my mind was that I reread the scripture again, well, the chapter again, John 15, earlier this morning when I was preparing for the call. And the verses that the Lord highlighted to me in this specific season were 5 through 12. But I want to read for you 5 through 8. And if you are looking in your word right now, it says, "Jesus teaches about the vine and the branches." The vine and the branches. And so verse 5 states, "I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruits. Apart from me, you can do nothing." So apart from God, y'all, we can do absolutely nothing. So I just thank God for being in the midst of everything that we do. Verse 6 says, "If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me and my word remains in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples." So I'm going to ask you this morning, will you continue to show yourself to be a disciple of God in this season? I'm going to say that again, because I know we're not going to show ourselves. I know you're not going to show yourself, right? Look. But I want to encourage you all to show yourselves to be disciples of Jesus, to be disciples in Jesus by remaining in Christ. And so, of course, I love to always give some commentary behind it, and it really breaks it down so good for us. It says remaining in Christ requires us to be fully connected to Jesus moment by moment. Moment by moment, meaning no matter what occurs, no matter what goes down in the world, no matter what goes down in our careers, no matter what goes down in that interview you may have bombed or whatever, no matter what goes down in the family or the relationship, we got to remain connected to the vine, period. And I was talking to my husband this morning. I said, the word that kept coming up was unhinged. Unhinged. And I know we have heard that word so much, but it came up from a context of, I never want to be unhinged from the Lord or detached or disconnected from the Lord in any season of my life. I never want to be in that state. And so going on with the commentary, it says it means believing or I'm going to say it again. Remaining in Christ requires us to be fully connected to Jesus moment by moment. It means first believing that he is God's son, period, right? He is God's son. And following him as Savior and Lord. Doing what God says. Continuing to believe the gospel. And relating in love to the community of believers, Christ's body. Okay? So that's what it talks about and highlights in the scripture or in that portion I read for you, specifically verses 5-6. And it also goes on to talk about how fruit is not limiting to soul winning. In this chapter, which is chapter 15, it talks about answered prayers, joy, and love are mentioned as well. Described additional fruits, qualities of Christian characteristics. Okay. All right. So, my friends, again, will you show yourself to be disciples of Jesus during this season and in any season of your life? And I'll be the first to tell you, it's going to be hard. It's not going to be super simple. Jesus was tempted. So if Jesus was tempted, what makes you think we're not going to be tempted? I'm just going to say it like that. If Jesus was tempted, what makes you think that you won't be tempted in this season? And I'm going to leave you with that. And I pray that you take that wholeheartedly and receive that. And honestly, I hope that you read chapter 15, John chapter 15, because it's a beautiful, beautiful scripture. And it's in red. So if you know what that means, that's when Jesus is talking. Okay, so I pray that really stirred your spirit and really convicted you, honestly, to move forward in greatness, move forward in excellence, and continue to expect the great because God is in control, even when it don't look like it. All right, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, God. God, I thank you for those that are on the line who may be wondering, God, what am I called to do? What is my purpose, God, here on this great earth? And God, remind them that a part of their purpose is to simply serve you and to draw more people towards you, God. And I pray that whatever you have here for them to do in this earthly realm, that they are blessed and they will receive everything that they need to in this season to execute on whatever you have called them to do. God, I thank you for your protection. God, I thank you for your divine protection in this season and in every season of our life, God. God, I ask that you continue to to mold us and shape us into who you have want us to be, Lord. God, I thank you for the being in the midst of every conversation that we may have. God, I thank you for guiding our tongue. I thank you for guiding our footsteps. I thank you for orchestrating our day, our work week, God. Be with us in the midst. Even when it don't seem like it, God, we just trust that you will be there. And God, give us the courage and the wants and the will to remain in you, even when people may not remain, be truly in you. God, we thank you. We thank you for allowing us to show up and show out, but allowing you to show up and show out through us, God. We thank you. And we just declare and decree right now that we will bear much fruits. We will bear much fruit. And remember that you did not choose us, but we did not choose you, but you chose us and appointed us so that your might, so that we may go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, I can't say that enough. Fruit that will last, not fruit that will be in just for a season, not fruit that will just, you know, shatter or get stale, but fruit that will last, so that whatever we ask in your name, Father, it will be done. It will be done and be given to us by you. So God, we thank you. We thank you for your love, your grace, your mercy, and your continued protection all around us. We thank you for never taking your hands off of us, Lord, and protecting us from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, and continuously dispatching your angels to surround us from the front, the back, the side, surround us in every vehicle that we may be taking in this season, plane, train, boat, whatever, God. We thank you for being in the midst. In Jesus' precious name, I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer and have a wonderful and blessed work week. And I will catch you back up here next time. Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.